This week brings the TV premiere of Gasland 2, a sequel to the original anti-hydrofracking movie. In New York, where Governor Andrew Cuomo's decision on fracking is still on hold, both opponents and supporters of fracking say the films have helped frame the debate. More from our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
Gasland filmmaker Josh Fox is a frequent participant in anti-fracking rallies at the state capitol. They routinely attract hundreds of people. The most recent demonstration, which Fox did not attend, was on one of the last days of the legislative session. Walter Hang, with the grassroots group Toxics Targeting, says in New York the Gasland movie has contributed to what has now become a five-year delay on whether to allow hydrofracking in the state.
When Gasland came along in 2010, it really elevated the public's concern, and it did help to make the grassroots organizing that much more effective. There's no dispute about that.
But he says the stage had already been set. In 2008, former Governor Eliot Spitzer's environmental commissioner and former Assemblyman Pete Grannis, along with Spitzer's top environmental advisor, Judith Enck, who's now with the EPA, wanted more time to study the potential effects of fracking.
They said, we don't really have sufficient experience with this. Let's take a cautious approach.
Hang says 5 years later, that moratorium is essentially still in effect. Karen Moreau, with the Petroleum Council, calls the Gasland films propaganda, but she admits they've had an impact, and she says it's been harder to present her side of the debate.
It's more challenging to come into the situation and to explain a very technologically advanced process to the public in a manner that you're basically coming in behind a film like Gasland, where someone lights a faucet on fire, even though that has nothing to do with fracking.
She says 29 other states allow fracking and the drilling has been conducted safely. Supporters and opponents of fracking may not agree on the interpretation of the events portrayed in the Gasland movies, but they do both believe Governor Cuomo and his top aides are stalling on making a decision on whether to go forward with the gas drilling process. Nearly a year ago, Cuomo's health commissioner said he would be conducting a health review. The health department contracted with three health experts, and the commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, has said he's been looking at three major studies that are just in the beginning phase. But no other details have been released. Hang, with Toxics Targeting, wants a more comprehensive health assessment that is more open to the public. Moreau, with the Petroleum Council, says she'd like to see a more transparent process as well. She says the inertia by the Cuomo administration is only increasing the polarization.
It's clearly a political decision at this point.
Governor Cuomo has maintained that he will make his decision based solely on the science and the facts, not on emotion. He said recently that he agrees with President Obama that natural gas can be a very effective fuel for this country, but he says that's not the same as saying it's safe.
What are the health or environmental consequences of that development? That's a different issue than whether or not you think natural gas is good.
Meanwhile, both sides continue to organize. Hang says he's currently working on a letter-writing campaign to the Cuomo administration.
We're pushing. We're calling. We're writing. We're not taking our foot off the gas pedal.
Moreau, with the Petroleum Council, says she's also trying to educate the public about natural gas. She says she also tries to present the views of some New Yorkers who could benefit from drilling, the rural poor. She says she recently met a farmer who had run out of money while waiting for the state to decide.
And just lost her farm and her home through foreclosure. I mean, that day they were auctioning off her personal property. She had 40 acres with natural gas under the ground. She's lost that.
Governor Cuomo was asked about the ongoing health study on fracking and his decision-making process. He replied that there's nothing new. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.